What happened?
Whatever.
He will bring us everything, amen, when we are faithful. So praise God for that. Hallelujah. So my sermon title today is not patithing. It's tithing is a matter of the heart. Amen. Grace and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Good morning, Amazing Grace. Happy to see you all here this morning. And I'm glad you're all a part of this family. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, this morning we just want to give thanks, Father, that you are the provider and the creator of all things. From the breath in our lungs, Lord, to the cattle on a thousand hills, to the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, and to an eternal relationship that is greater than any physical gift, Father God, we thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for the forgiveness that you have shown us all through the work of the cross. And may we be forever grateful, Father God, and faithful to your word and to your church. So I pray a blessing over our congregation today, Father God. I pray that you just give them a peace and a hope and a joy in their lives, that they may give everything to you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
All right, so tithing, it's a matter of the heart. Amen? And we're going to be jumping around the Bible a little bit, but we're going to be mostly in the New Testament. Amen? Martin Luther wrote, he said, "The heart of the giver makes the gift dear and precious." Amen?
Amen.
And Paul the Apostle said, "God loves a cheerful giver." Amen? Amen. And that he does. And that's going to be our focus today. God loves a cheerful giver. Amen? So good morning, church family. Today we're going to dive into a topic before we get into Romans. Amen? And we're in between books. We're getting to Romans next week, though. Amen?
Amen.
But we're going to dive into a topic that hits close to home for most of us. Amen? And that's biblical tithing. Okay? Now, I know what you're thinking. Tithing, this church never preaches about tithing, and you're right. This church never preaches about tithing, but, you know, tithing isn't just about giving money to the church, amen? And that's what I want to preach about today. It's not just about you giving money to the church. It's so much more than that, amen? It's so much more than just handing over a portion of your income to your church. You see, tithing is about trust, it's about obedience, and it's about hope, but most importantly, it's about a relationship. Amen? It's always going to come back to being about a relationship. It's about understanding God's provision in our lives and our role in it. Amen? We play a role in it too, right?
Amen?
Amen? So trusting that the Lord's always going to provide, right? And so we're going to break it down, but there...
Good job, right on.
There's my grandson mowing the backyard, okay? Our lemon tree was a little bit smaller back then, but this leads to my story, okay? There was once a young boy, okay, who started mowing yards so he could make money so he could buy baseball cards. Love baseball cards, amen? And when he started making money, his mother reminded him of what God says in the Bible about tithing. Right? And I'm sure a lot of us have told our kids and our grandkids the same thing when they receive money. Amen? She said, "Son, the word tithe means one-tenth. One-tenth. God asked us to bring one out of every $10 to him and give it to his church." Amen? That's tithing, to give it to his church. And the young boy replied, "Well, why does God need my money?" Right? "You said he owns everything in the world. Why does he need my one little dollar?" Right? His mother would tell him, "God doesn't need your money. He does that to build his church on earth through all of us."
Amen?
Amen? To build his church on earth. And he also does that to remind you that every dollar you make mowing yards belong to God anyways. It all belongs to God. Amen? Because he does own everything. He created everything. He owns everything. We're all just renters, if you will. Amen? renters. It all belongs to him, even our money. And so the young boy thought about his mother's theological lesson for a moment, and you know, it was a tough decision for a kid who wants to buy baseball cards to give one-tenth, give $1 out of his $10. Amen? And it's a tough decision for a lot of us when we start tithing. Amen? Especially if we're struggling financially. How can we ever give if we can't even pay the bills, we say sometimes, right? But we must remember that the Lord always provides when we put him first. Amen? It's not always about a number. Amen? It's about a matter of the heart. And so his mom read that one verse that we've all heard from Malachi 3:10. It says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, says the Lord. Amen? Amen. And then he stopped her and he said, whoa, hold on. What's a storehouse? Right? What's a storehouse? So she told him in the simplest terms that it was a storage room inside the temple. Amen? It was a storage room inside a temple in Jerusalem where the Jews worshiped God. And they used that space to store up grain for the hungry and for the needy in the congregation, and for the priests that served in the church. Amen? And so that kind of equates to our church today. Amen? Our tithing supports the staff here at the church. It supports the bills, the building, everything. Amen? But it also supports our outreach ministries that help many people. Right? Many, many people. And I'll get more into that. So the boy said, well, I never heard that one before. That was a long time ago, right? Where is this storehouse at now, right? And mom replied, well, the storehouse today is the local church where we serve God. Today is the local church, amen? And we are where we're fed spiritually, right? And sometimes, she said, Dad and I will give to missionaries outside of our church, but we don't call that a tithe. Right? It's not part of our 10%. The Bible calls that an offering. Amen? Well, anything outside of the church is called an offering or above and beyond our tithes. Amen? So the young man would go on to get his doctorate in ministry and he would become a pastor. But he would never hear anyone explain tithing better, he said, than his mother did. Amen? And so his mom would later say that the reason their family had been so blessed wasn't just because of their faithfulness, but more importantly, because of God's. Amen? Because of God's faithfulness. His mother has now gone home to be with the Lord, but that lesson never left his heart. It never left his heart. So the lesson is to always remember that your tithe is to support your home church. Amen? It's leaders, it's missions, it's the church family, those in need. Amen? But remember, it's got to be a matter of the heart. Right? It's a matter of the heart. 2 Corinthians 9 says, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give. Amen? Not reluctantly or under compulsion. Right? For God loves a cheerful giver.
Amen.
And God is able to bless you abundantly, it says, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor, their righteousness endures forever.
Amen.
Forever. This is about forever. Amen. Eternal. We don't give to expect anything in return.
Hallelujah.
And for those of you in CR, just like we don't forgive to expect anything in return either.
Amen.
Amen. But the blessings, they will come. The blessings will come today.
Amen.
And eternally.
Amen.
Right? And eternally when we are faithful. When we're faithful. Malachi 3:10 said, you know, called on the people of Israel to bring the whole tithe, one-tenth of their increase or their income, into the storehouse, into the church, to test God. This is the only time in all of the Bible, in all of God's Word, where he says to test him, right? To test him in something. Amen? And I think this text still speaks volumes today. Some people say, well, that was the Old Testament. No, it still speaks volumes today. And why wouldn't we want to follow suit today? Amen? Because the verse also promised that if they did so, the Lord was going to throw open the floodgates of heaven. Right? And he was going to pour out so much of a blessing upon them, there wouldn't be enough room for them to store it.
Amen.
I don't know about everybody else, but I don't have a problem taking that test.
Amen?
Amen? I never have and I never will. Amen? In fact, me and my wife started truly tithing over a decade ago, and we've been blessed more than I could have ever imagined.
Amen.
ever imagine. God is so good. The blessing of tithing is not just about the monetary aspect of it. Amen? It's about a spiritual blessing that comes with our relationship. When we tithe, we are acknowledging that everything we have comes from God.
Amen.
We're making a statement, amen, that everything we have comes from God. We recognize His sovereignty over our lives and over our finances.
Amen.
It's a way of saying, God, I trust You with everything, including my finances.
Amen.
This act of faith opens the door of God's blessings to flow into our lives. This act of obedience opens the proverbial gates of provision in our lives. Amen? It opens the floodgates. Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats will brim over with new non-alcoholic wine.
Amen.
That's what my Bible says anyway. That's a clear promise from God, amen, that when we honor Him with our wealth and with the first fruits of our labor, He's going to bless us abundantly, and that comes from a relationship,
amen.
It comes from a relationship, not just material things, amen. God promises to provide for our needs and even to bless us abundantly, but there's more to it than that. When we tithe, we are also blessed with a peace of mind and our hearts, amen. We are freed from the love of money. It frees us. It helps to free us from the love of money. And what does the Bible say about the love of money? Or about money? It's the root, amen, of all kinds of evil. 1 Timothy 6:10, amen? When we give generously, we're releasing that grip. We're starting to release that grip on material possessions, and we're learning to trust God to provide for our needs.
Amen?
Amen? We're learning to trust God. And that brings a sense of peace and contentment that is far more valuable than any material wealth. I would rather have that peace, amen, than any material wealth. The Lord will provide for me. I know that already.
Amen.
I know what we're going to get through each month, each week, and each day, amen. I would much rather trust God than trust in God than trust in my bank account.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Much rather do that, or even trust in myself for that matter. Amen? I would much rather trust in God. And then the spiritual blessings, it draws us closer to God. That's probably the greatest blessing of it all. Amen?
Amen?
When we give, it draws us closer to God. And as we learn to depend on Him for our needs, it helps us to grow in our faith.
Hallelujah.
And we begin to see God's faithfulness in providing
Hallelujah.
For us. We begin to recognize it. Amen? Tithing is an act of worship. Hence the sermon song. Amen? It's an act of worship. It's a way of giving back to God just a portion of what He's already given us.
Amen.
Everything belongs to God. You see, we're not giving a tithe. We're giving 10% back to God. Or more, or whatever that looks like for you. Amen?
Amen.
There's a cartoon, okay, that shows four frames, and I couldn't find the frame, so I just got one picture. Next slide. You didn't get my picture? Okay, anyways, it's a cartoon. It's a cartoon guy signing a contract, okay? Okay, in the first frame, a man, he's looking at a brand new car, amen? And the salesman says, okay, it's 10% down and low payments for 48 months, amen? And the man says, I'll take it. Where do I sign? Amen? In the second frame, the same man's looking at a refrigerator. He's on a sales marathon here. He's looking at a refrigerator. And the salesman says, nothing down and no interest for 12 months. And again, the man says, okay, where do I sign? I'll take it. Where do I sign? Amen? The third frame, the same man's looking for a new house. Amen? And the salesman says, 10% down and 30 years to pay. And for the third time, the man says, where do I sign? Right? Easy, right? Where do I sign? Where do I sign? In the fourth frame, though, the same man is talking to his pastor. Amen? And the pastor says, would you please sign this commitment card to give God 10% for the next year? Right? And the man in horror replies, what? Tie me down for 52 weeks? No, sir. The future's too insecure for that. Right? Right? I won't make a commitment I may not be able to keep. The man obviously didn't have a true relationship with God. Amen. Evident by his priorities. Amen. We all have priorities in our lives. You see, as we worship God with our tithes, we're blessed with a deeper relationship with him. And that's why I say it's a matter of the heart. Amen. It's a matter of the heart. And it extends to our community. Amen. Our heart extends to our community. When we tithe, we're contributing to the work of the church, and we're helping to meet the needs of others. And we know all about that here. Amen. We had a wonderful time meeting the needs of others yesterday, right, Dorothy? And it's just amazing stuff that we're doing out of this church. Amen. And this not only blesses those who are in need, but it also blesses us as we have the joy of being used by God. Amen. To bless others. It's a great feeling to be used by God to bless others. We may even be the ones in need at some point. Amen. We help our own church people out too. Right? All we can in every possible way. You see the clothing closets, right? By the way, I think we're going to have a name pick today, right? Supposed to? Am I right? Maybe. Okay. The clothing closets, the food pantry, the meals on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and other various outreach opportunities, all these things cost money to facilitate. Amen? They all cost money. The book of Acts. We saw the early church practicing this principle. Amen. It said in Acts 2:45 that they had sold all their possessions and goods and gave to anybody that had need.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And that sounds a little extreme, right? But that's what they did. Amen. That's what they were called to do. As a result, what happened? The church grew rapidly. Amen.
Amen.
The church grew. They trusted in God. And there was a sense of unity and a sense of love among the believers. And that's a beautiful picture of the blessings that come, amen, when we give generously as a family, as a church family, amen. Our church is growing, okay? It's growing. I know you all see that, and I feel a real sense of unity as we all become more and more engaged, amen, in serving alongside of each other, right? Everybody wants to get in on serving God now, right? Praise God, amen? Well, giving is just one more step in that unity that God wants us to be in. Amen? It's just one more step. When we sow together as a family, guess what? We reap together as a family.
Amen.
Amen? It's a matter of the heart. The necessity of tithing. It's not just a suggestion or a good idea. It's a command from God.
Amen?
Amen? In the Old Testament, the Israelites were commanded to give a tenth of their crops and their livestock to the Lord. This was a way of acknowledging that everything they had came from God. That was them making a statement. Amen. It was also a way of supporting the priests, the Levites, right? They were responsible for the work of the temple. They needed support. That's how they got their support. You got a picture of Brock here. There he is. Okay. It's really Jesus. If we ever do the Last Supper play, you know you're playing Jesus, right? Anyway. Okay, why the Old Testament? Amen? Why the Old Testament? Some might argue that this was an Old Testament command and it doesn't apply to us today. Right? That was Old Testament. However, Jesus himself affirmed the practice of tithing in the New Testament. In Matthew 23:23, he said, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former." In other words, Jesus was saying, while it's important to focus on giving, we shouldn't neglect the practice of justice, mercy, and faithfulness in the process. Amen. It's a matter of the heart. Right? It's a matter of the heart. Under the law, okay, Old Testament, under the law, tithing was required, but under grace, it's a matter of the heart.
Amen.
Right? Giving should be a willing and sacrificial act of love, not a burden. It shouldn't feel like a burden to you. Amen? It shouldn't feel like a burden to you. Recognizing our dependence on God. When we give a portion of our income back to Him, we're acknowledging that He is the source of everything. He is the source of everything we have. We're saying, God, I trust You to provide for me, to care for my needs. That act of trust is a crucial part in our relationship with God.
Amen.
It really is. Trust is a crucial part in any relationship.
Amen.
It supports the work of the church. The funds are given through tithing, that are given through tithing are used to support the pastors, the staff, to maintain the church building,
Amen.
To pay the utilities and the insurance, Amen. To fund missions and outreach programs, and so much more. We've heard people say, well, how much money does the church get from the government, right? We don't get any money from the government. I mean, there's a separation of church and state. Amen. And there's many pros, and I guess you could say some cons, because we don't get any checks from the government. Amen. But, you know, without the faithful giving of the church members, the church wouldn't be able to function. 90% of the church's income comes from us.
Amen.
Amen. And we want this. Well, the church, we are the church. We are going to be worshiping forever. Amen. But we want to be in this church. We love being here. Amen. Well, we support this church. Amen. It's up to us. C.S. Lewis once said, I don't believe one can settle on how much we ought to give. I'm afraid the only safe rule is to give more than we can spare. This quote encapsulates the heart of tithing. It's about giving generously, sacrificially, and joyfully, and trusting God for our needs.
Amen.
Right? And what I want to do is I want to have some testimonies of people that can give a story of how God has provided for them since they've begun tithing in their lives. Amen? And we're going to do that over a course of time. We'll have one every once in a while. Just little short testimonies. Amen?
Amen.
Maybe 5 minutes, but you're going to hear some amazing stories of how God provides for us. Amen?
Amen.
And it's not just about giving money, okay? It's about cultivating a heart of generosity and trust in God. It's a matter of the heart.
Amen.
Amen. And the joy, okay? The joy of tithing is a concept that many struggle to grasp, okay? It seems counterintuitive, right? To find joy in giving away a portion of the money that we work so hard to get.
Amen.
Right? People sometimes have a hard time understanding that. However, when we understand the heart of God and His desire for us to participate in His kingdom work, the joy becomes evident. Amen. It's about us participating in the kingdom business. Amen. In the work of God. God doesn't need our money. He's the creator of the universe, the owner of everything. When we tithe, we're not filling a gap in God's budget. Amen. Instead, we're participating in His work, and we're acknowledging His lordship over our lives. And that act of submission brings joy because it aligns us with God's will.
Amen.
It aligns us with His purpose. And it cultivates a spirit of generosity within us. It breaks the power of greed, amen, and self-centeredness. As we become less focused on our wants and more attuned to the needs of others, that shift brings joy to our hearts.
Amen.
Amen. It brings joy that wouldn't be there if we weren't helping others out.
Amen.
That kind of joy. Amen. It allows us to experience the satisfaction of making a difference in the lives of others.
Amen.
And that's a satisfaction that we all want, especially in our faith. Amen. And an act of faith. Okay? It's an act of faith. It's a practical way of saying, God, I trust You to provide for all my needs. And this trust deepens our relationship with God and brings joy because it reminds us of His faithfulness and His care. And there's a promise attached to Malachi 3:10. Amen? God promises to open the floodgates, right? The floodgates of heaven and pour out blessings when we tithe. Amen? This promise isn't necessarily about material wealth either. Amen? The blessings could be peace. It could be wisdom, relationships, opportunities, or any other form of God's favor. There's a lot of forms of God's favor. Amen? The joy comes from seeing God fulfill His promises in all different ways in our lives.
Amen.
and the lives of others. When we grasp these truths, tithing becomes a joyful act of worship. It becomes a matter of the heart.
Amen.
Right? A matter of the heart. And my last verse today to wrap up my message is my life verse. Amen? Yeah, you'll see it on my license plate too. Okay.
Amen.
Took me 3 months to figure out that configuration that somebody hadn't used already, by the way. So, yeah. Matthew 6:33. Amen. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. This powerful verse emphasizes the importance of prioritizing God's kingdom and his righteousness in our lives. Amen. It encourages us to seek God's will and his purpose first. Right? Seek his will first. His will and his purpose. And then trust and know that he's going to provide for all of our needs.
Amen.
Amen. That's an eternal promise. Amen. An eternal promise. And it should be an eternal task for us, amen, to trust in him forever. Warren Wiersbe said, giving's not something that we do, it's something that we are. Amen? Amen. It's something that it's a matter of the heart. So in conclusion, there you have it, church family. Tithing isn't just about giving money, amen? It's about trusting God. It's about trusting God, obeying his commands, and experiencing the joy that comes from being a giver rather than just a taker.
Amen.
Amen. And I know a lot of us have experienced miraculous things because of our giving. Amen. And, you know, it's a matter of the heart. Remember, God doesn't need our money, but he wants our hearts.
Amen.
He wants our hearts. And it's a powerful statement of faith. And it supports his church. It supports our church.
Amen.
It's our church. Amen? It's our church. We are the church. God is the head. And this is Amazing Grace.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of this mission, for being a part of this family. And we love you all so much. God loves you. Amen?
Amen.
And let us close in prayer. Father, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We thank you, Father, for the relationship that we made, that you allow us to have with you, Father God. We thank you that you are the creator and provider of all things, and that you give us the peace, the hope, and the joy that we need each and every day, Lord. May you continue to use us in a mighty way and in any way you see fit, Father God. We thank you for the deliverance that you've given us. We thank you for the strength that you give us, and we thank you for the eternal promise that you've given us. May we be forever faithful and trust in your will and your way. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.